This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is here, and the Second Amendment, very important to all of us, and it should be, and also important to gun owners of America's Louis Valdez. Good morning, Louis. How are you?
Good morning, and we are tired. It has been a long couple of days, actually a long couple of weeks up in D.C.
Let's start with some good stuff. Campus carry in South Dakota took effect yesterday. That's good for gun rights. And then a U.S. District Court judge in California said non-residents can apply and receive a concealed weapon permit. So a couple of smaller victories here in other parts of the country.
Oh, definitely. It's good news. And as you know, we're fighting the fight all across the country, even in New York. We filed a summary judgment regarding New York's ban on not issuing non-resident permits. So we're fighting the fight out there, too. We are fighting in Illinois against their magazine and assault weapons ban. And as, of course, you know, we filed a motion for summary judgment here in Florida for the open carry ban and under 21 carry ban. And we also filed our amicus brief for the under 21 purchase ban here. So, yeah, the fight is going across the country in every state that has anti-gun laws on the books. But as you know, we're also fighting in D.C.
Yes. The big, beautiful bill. How pretty is that bill looking at it through the eyes of a Second Amendment defender?
Well, the eyes of a Second Amendment defender was very angry and red after what the Senate parliamentarian did. GOA fought tooth and nail to get short barrel rifles, short barrel shotguns, any other weapons and suppressors taken off the National Firearms Act. And then an unelected Senate parliamentarian decided, nope, this isn't germane to the bill. I am removing it. Mind you, in 1937, the U.S. Supreme Court flat out stated that the NFA is a tax, and taxes are germane under the Byrd Rule. So what happened was, is in the Senate, they simply, instead of taking it off the NFA, they simply lowered the tax from 200 to zero. But the bill has to go back to the House to be reconciled. Well, we're working with Representative Andrew Clyde, and he is introducing an amendment to reintroduce the repeal of short barrel shotguns, short barrel rifles, AOWs, and suppressors from the NFA again. And on top of that, one of the other key parts of his amendment is that instead of it taking effect in January of 2026, his amendment would be a much quicker time frame. We're looking at 15 to 20 days.
Well, that sounds like great news if indeed it passes. Now, if the House puts their stamp of approval on that and that amendment is adopted, does it again have to go back to the Senate? And if so, well, if it doesn't have to go back to the Senate, then that parliamentarian move, I guess, is just moot.
Well, exactly. It does have to go. If we get this passed and we're fighting tooth and nail to get this passed, it does have to go back to the Senate. And that's where the fight really comes in. The best thing that people could do is your listeners, you know, my fellow Florida gun owners, they need to call and they need to put pressure on their lawmakers to say, hey, we want this done. And the phone number to do that is 202-224-3121.
I got a question for you.
202-224-3121. I just wanted to make sure everybody got there. Go ahead, Greg.
Got a question, Lewis, and I'm kind of putting you on the spot, and you may not know the answer, or you just may make something up. So let's say the whole suppressor thing, you know, the Hearing Protection Act, does get passed. What effect does that have? Let's say I've got a suppressor, and I've got all the paperwork for it, and it is an NFA item. Would that become no longer an NFA item if I decided to sell it? Or would those be still because they were a part of that? Do you kind of see where I'm going?
Oh, I see exactly where you're going. So if we get this amendment passed, if we get what we want, full NFA
yes.
repeal done,
yes.
what will happen is a suppressor will be treated as a regular Title I firearm from this point forward.
Even those that have been previously purchased.
Correct.
Okay.
Even those that have been previously purchased. Yeah. This would be kind of no different than what happened when the Clinton assault weapons ban ended. Remember how firearms made prior to 1994 were pre-banned, firearms made after 94 were post-banned, and then you had the LEO-only classification of post-ban rifles that couldn't be sold to the public. Well, when the ban ended, all those firearms could be sold. All those mags could be sold. And that would be the similar thing.
Good to know. Nobody's asked that question, so we need to know.
If we get it done, all it will be is if you're buying a new suppressor from a dealer, if we get this all done, it would be no different than buying a regular firearm. You go in, you fill out the 4473. Here in Florida, you know, they run it through FDLE. FDLE approves the background. You take it home.
All right. Well, and that's what we were hoping for. And when we heard it initially, when it was still in the House bill, I thought it was too good to be true. And then I saw what the parliamentarian did. I go, yeah, figures. So I'm glad that we have some people in the House that are not giving up on it. That's very important. And also back to Tallahassee, if you don't mind, we finally did get that Second Amendment tax break. Apparently that's going to be September 8th through December 31st. And I mean, overall, that's a good thing, right?
That's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing in the sense that it should have been done now. The fact that we have a Republican supermajority and they squandered a month and a half bickering over nothing. I mean, look, listening to the governor, when he got the budget bill, he said, you guys spent all this time on this? This isn't anything special. Come on, guys. You could have done better than this. And it kind of reemphasizes the general issue that we have in Tallahassee. Yeah, did they something good? They did. We're going to pat them on the head for that. But they should have done this back in April because the governor wanted it to go into effect from Memorial Day to Independence Day, you know, the time when the industry as a whole is in a little bit of a slump because, you know, you don't have any hunting seasons, you don't have any major gift-giving holidays, the tax cycle already ended, so people aren't getting their tax refunds by this point. It's already done. And that was the governor's intention, was to really support the Second Amendment industry when dealers are at their lowest point of the year, financially speaking. And the legislature screwed that up. And just like they screwed everything else up, they didn't pass open carry, they didn't pass on a red flag repeal, Parkland repeal, under 21 repeal. You know, we have a Republican supermajority that does the bare minimum, and they shouldn't be doing the bare minimum.
Yeah, and we've spoke about that so many times. It's, it's very, very irritating that we've got some squishy Republicans, rhinos, whatever you want to call them. They know to win in Florida, you run as a Republican, whether you are one or not, and it would behoove the voters to make sure as you head into primaries that you know who these people really are.
You got that right. That's the real races in Florida. It's the primary races. It's not the general, because remember, up to one quarter of our entire legislature runs unopposed. But on top of that, most of these districts are heavily Republican districts. They're like R+8, R+9. So the real race is the primary. And if people want good, solid, conservative, small government, pro-liberty Republicans in office, that's the race you got to watch. That's the race you got to look at. And, you know, a good candidate in your area that we're looking at is Marshall Rossin. We haven't endorsed him yet, but we are looking at him. And so far, he's looking like a good candidate. And that's a good example of a primary race to look at.
What was that name again?
Marshall Rossin.
All right. We'll check that out. And we always appreciate your input, Lewis. And we hope that you very much enjoy the 4th of July holiday.
Definitely. And it ain't the 4th of July. It's Independence Day.
There you go.
That's good.
All right. Lewis, you take care. Be safe.
Same here. And remember, celebrate this country by blowing up a small part of it in your front lawn.
Yeah, but do it carefully, right? All right, Lewis.
Yeah, keep all your fingers and stuff, you know. So.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. Appreciate what you do. Yeah. Not real happy about the BBB, but there is still hope for some of that stuff to get put back in there.
Isn't it nice actually seeing some politicians who literally down to the wire at the end are still fighting for our Second Amendment rights?
Yep.
They're not from Florida. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they all should be.
Yes, they should.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.